So the reading this morning is taken from John chapter 10, verses 1 to 18, and you can find it on page 1076 of the Bible. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, help us now to understand your word and to be changed as we meet you in it. We ask in your holy name. Amen. I wonder, did you see the story in the local news here in Solihull this week about this sheep that people walking along the canal over at Hockley Heath found, and it had fallen in the water. They called the fire brigade. They had to come and rescue it, fish it out of the water, bring it back to its field. Don't know how it felt about that. Hopefully, grateful that somebody'd helped it out. Well, what about all the times that I've seen in Mid Wales where sheep wander onto railway lines and cause delays? It seems to happen a lot over there. And when it does, the sheep seemingly can't figure out how to just sort of step to the side and let the train come through. They'd rather walk in front of the train, sometimes for miles, which is really tedious for the driver. Sheep have a habit of getting into scrapes, especially when they're on their own, when they've been separated from the crowd. From what I've seen, to be safe, sheep really need two things. They need company. They need to be with other sheep. There's sort of safety in numbers. And they need a shepherd. They need a human, not a sheep, who's in charge of looking out for the flock, spotting dangers, leading them to safety. I am a sheep. We are a flock. And Jesus is our good shepherd. I am a sheep. On my own, I get myself into all sorts of awkward and embarrassing scrapes that I'm not going to tell you about this morning. And then find it hard to get myself back to a place of safety. I am a sheep. And we are a flock. I need a flock of fellow sheep around me when I'm wandering off. If I'm straying off the right path, then sometimes being able to see the other people who I thought were around me, but actually turns out they're way over there now because I've gone off this way. Being able to see them is great, and sometimes that's all I need to realize, oh, they're over there. I need to head back because I've been wandering off in the wrong direction. I must have taken a wrong turning. So having you around me is great because it makes me a bit less vulnerable than if I'm on my own. But there's something even better than that. I'm a sheep, we're a flock, and Jesus is our good shepherd. That's really what our Bible reading was about, wasn't it? Jesus tells us that he's our shepherd, he's the good shepherd. If you want to see what makes a shepherd great, if you want to see the very best way of caring for the sheep, look at Jesus. Look at Jesus, he's the very best shepherd of all. I mean, look at the things we've been told that Jesus does in that reading. He calls us by name. He knows who we are. He calls us and he leads us. Jesus is the way we can be saved, the way we can be led to a place of safety away from all the self-destructive things that we do by ourselves. Jesus knows us. Jesus gives up his life for us in his death on the cross for his people. And Jesus brings us together from all sorts of different backgrounds, all sorts of different nationalities and languages, all sorts of different ways that we work, different ways our brains are. But he brings us together to be his one flock from all those different backgrounds brought together because we each belong to him and so we belong together with Jesus himself as our shepherd and our guide. This is amazingly good news. He is exactly the kind of person we need as our shepherd. Do you know, the Christian never has to go around thinking, if only we had somebody who actually understood us, who knew what we need, who actually cared. If we had a leader who wouldn't just sort of say nice things to us, but would actually go out of their way to rescue us when we go astray. Christians never need to go around thinking those things because it's not just wishful thinking. Those heartfelt desires that we have, that we want there to be someone like that, somebody who actually cares and leads and gathers and shepherds us. Before we felt those needs, Jesus had already fulfilled them. Jesus was already that good shepherd. And we know he is, not because he's a fine public speaker who's managed to sort of convince us intellectually that he must know what he's talking about, but because he actually did the things. He actually did them. He bled and died and rose again to bring us together in his one flock. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And he didn't just say fine words. He actually bled and died. The perfect sacrifice, the perfect savior. Because that was what was needed to save his stupid sheep like me when we'd wandered away. I am a sheep. We're a flock. And Jesus is our good shepherd. There are warnings throughout that reading about people who aren't shepherds at all but might pretend to be. strangers, thieves and robbers, people who try to draw us away from following Jesus. And sometimes there are people who look like shepherds in the easy times, but because the sheep aren't really theirs, these pretend shepherds, they just sort of vanish into the mist when the going gets tough. There are various types of people that Jesus warns us about in the reading. But how do we know who to follow? And how do we know who to run away from? It's all about Jesus. He's the only truly, completely good shepherd. Other people who come and help to care for us, and they are important, they are important. But the question is, are they pointing us to Jesus? Do they encourage us to follow Jesus and only him, rather than having us to follow them because they seem to know what they're talking about? The mark of a true spiritual leader is that they're the ones who are always saying, don't look at me, look at Jesus. Look at Jesus, follow him. If they're the real deal, the focus won't be on the leaders themselves and what they can do for us, but they'll always be pointing away from themselves and to the Lord Jesus. Look at Jesus, he's the good shepherd. He's the one whose self-giving is perfect and holy and effective to save us. Anyone else? As long as they're pointing to him, but he's the shepherd. I'm a sheep. We're a flock. And Jesus is our shepherd. So what changes for us when Jesus becomes our good shepherd, when we start to recognize him as shepherd? Here's some things that it says. When Jesus is our shepherd, we can hear and listen to his voice. We'll follow him where he's leading us. Through him, we're able to come into God's presence. We're saved from our sins. We'll find rest and fulfillment in him. The reading says it's like a sheep finding pasture, finding the tastiest and most satisfying grass. We'll receive that wonderful new life that Jesus offers. We will start to get to know Jesus. And we'll belong to his one flock, where he's gathering together all his people from every nation, every people on earth. Friends, let's do those things. Let's be dependent on Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Because being dependent on him isn't a burdensome thing. It's not a hard thing. It's not a trial that we have to get through. It's a liberating thing. It's a wonderful thing because he takes good care of his sheep. It's what he's like. We don't need to rescue ourselves from the canal anymore. Let's turn to Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and follow him. Let's take our place within his flock, because that's where he wants us to be. The Christian life isn't meant to be lived alone. One little sheep wandering down the towpath, ready to fall in any moment. It's meant to be lived in community with each other, under Jesus' own care and protection. Here is Christ's flock, for which he died and rose again. And so we know that he cares for us, leads us. We know him and he knows us. And this is good news. It's great news. I'm a sheep. I know I'm a sheep. But we're a flock and Jesus is our good shepherd. Amen.